Hello, thanks so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Micah chapter 4 today, verses 1 through 5. Micah 4, verses 1 through 5. God, through Micah, is prophesying now, and he says, "It shall come to pass in the latter days that the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established as the highest of the mountains, and it shall be lifted up above the hills, and peoples shall flow to it. And many nations shall come and say, 'Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may teach us his ways, and that we may walk in his paths.' For out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He shall judge between many peoples, and shall decide for strong nations far away. And they shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nations shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. But they shall sit every man under his vine and under his fig tree, and no one shall make them afraid, for the mouth of the Lord of hosts has spoken. For all the peoples walk, each in the name of its God, but we will walk in the name of the Lord our God forever and ever." Now, here we see Micah prophesying about the coming millennial kingdom, as it said here, in the latter days. It's when Jesus is going to rule from Jerusalem, we read about, and Jerusalem would be raised up as a high mountain. Let me go back to the beginning of our passage. It says, "It shall come to pass in the latter days that the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established as the highest of the mountains, and it shall be lifted above all the hills, and people shall flow to it. And many nations shall come, and let us go up to the mountain," shall come and say, "let us go up to the mountain of the house of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may teach us his ways, that we may walk in his paths." Folks, I want to show you this from Scripture. All of Scripture has been showing us, if you look at this prophecies, that one day at the end of the tribulation period, as Jesus comes back and sets up his kingdom on the earth, there's going to be an earthquake that levels the whole, all the mountains, and everything's going to be made flat over the whole earth. Jerusalem's going to be split in three parts, as you're going to see. And the center part, where the temple is going to be raised up as the highest on the earth. Listen to Revelation chapter 16. Revelation 16, verses 17 through 19. It says, "The seventh angel poured out his bowl into the air, and a loud voice came out of the temple from the throne, saying, 'It is done.' And there were flashes of lightning and rumblings and peals of thunder and a great earthquake such as there had never been since man was on the earth. So great was that earthquake that the great city, Jerusalem, split into three parts and the cities of the nations fell. And God remembered Babylon the Great to make her drain the cup of the wine of the fury of his wrath." So here we see at the end of the tribulation that there's going to be an earthquake that levels all the cities of the earth, and Jerusalem will be split in three parts. Well, let's take a look at Zechariah 14, and let's see what the scripture says here in Zechariah 14, verses 4 through 11. "On that day, his, God's, Jesus's feet shall stand on the Mount of Olives that lies before Jerusalem on the east, and the Mountain of Olives shall be split in two from east to west by a very wide valley, so that one half of the mountain shall move northward and the other half southward, and you shall flee to the other half of the valley. You shall flee to the valley of my mountains, for the valley of the mountains shall reach to Azal, and you shall flee as you fled from the earthquake in the days of Uzziah the king of Judah. Then the Lord my God will come, and all the holy ones with him. On that day there will be no light, cold, or frost, and there shall be a unique day, which is known to the Lord, neither day nor night, but at evening there shall be light. On that day living waters shall flow out from Jerusalem, half of them to the eastern sea, and half of them to the western sea. It shall continue in summer and in winter. And the Lord will be king over all the earth. And on that day the Lord will be one and his name one. The whole land shall be turned into a plain from Geba to Rimmon, south of Jerusalem. But Jerusalem shall remain aloft on its site from the gate of Benjamin to the place of the former gate to the corner gate and from the tower of Hananel to the king's winepress. And it shall be inhabited, for there shall never again be a decree of utter destruction. Jerusalem shall dwell in security." If you were to look at Isaiah chapter 2, verses 1 through 5, it says, "The word of the Lord that Isaiah the son of Amoz saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem, it shall come to pass in the latter days that the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established as the highest of the mountains and shall be lifted above the hills, and all the nations shall flow to it, and many people shall come and say, 'Let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of God of Jacob, that he may teach us his ways and that we may walk in his paths.'" We don't have time to continue in our challenge for today through verse 5, but you go back and look at it and you'll see what Micah Micah says here in our passage is very true. God is coming back. Jesus is going to set up his kingdom on the earth. There's going to be an earthquake that levels everything, and he will set up his kingdom on the earth, and Jerusalem will be the highest of all the mountains, and everyone will go worship Jesus from there. I look forward to sharing some more with you from the book of Micah on Monday. Tomorrow we'll be in Psalms. Hope to see you then.